Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this is day 5 of our apricot recipes, and I hope everybody learned so much utilizing apricots, utilizing the season, and just appreciating constant what the farmers are doing day in and day out, bringing us these amazing local seasonal ingredients. This is my recipe for apricot stuffed chicken thigh, but I promise you this is not going to be an easy one. It's definitely going to be one worth trying, and it's going to be a chef's version of stuffed chicken thigh. Let's get started. What I'm going to need first are 4 chicken thighs, and I don't want to just get a regular chicken thigh. I prefer the chicken thighs or the chicken steaks that you would normally get at a meat market, and that's with the thigh and the drum all rolled out together nice and thin, and it works so much better. What we're going to do is add in 1 Spanish onion, 2 apricots. We're going to go ahead and saute that along with 1/2 cup of brown sugar. And we want to have a nice sweet mixture. And it's very important that we remember this is a very easy recipe. So it's not a lot of creativity more than it is just following the basic technique. Next, we're going to add in 1 sprig of thyme, 1 sprig of rosemary, and 1 clove of garlic that we're going to smash with our hands and throw into the mixture. But remember to remove the garlic because that'll be very, very strong. We're going to season to taste with salt and pepper into the mixture. And we're also going to season to taste with salt and pepper our chicken thighs as well. What we're going to do is incredible because once we have everything in the pan, we'll add 2 tablespoons of olive oil. We're going to caramelize that up, get those flavors going and those aromatics rolling. Really, really important. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to use something really cool that I think everybody would come to love, and it's called transglutaminase. And what this actually is meat glue. I use the Moo Glue brand, and that sounds funny, Moo Glue. It's actually got a picture of a cow on it. And all we're going to do, it's an enzyme that binds meat together. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is once I have everything in the center of my chicken thigh, I'm going to go ahead and dust it with this beautiful enzyme of transglutaminate. And you can buy transglutaminate over the counter. I highly recommend it. It's incredible stuff. And it's so much better than having to thrust a chicken and the whole trusting process of doing chickens and beef and lamb. It's an interesting process. You know, it's an interesting process. However, with the transglutaminate, it actually helps everything to glue together, and it's 100% safe. Nobody's ever gotten hurt from this stuff, so I promise you guys will absolutely love this. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to dredge in a mixture of panko breadcrumbs, a little bit of flour, and a little bit of egg. Just a simple breading process. Put it in the fryer. We're going to put it in the fryer for 4 minutes. Take it out, let it rest for 5 minutes, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.